This time I'd like to invite the children to head out to the comfy chairs. Ms. Laurie Hansen is going to be reading today. I think the story is The Missing Piece. Is that right? Good story. Grace and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. It is proper in this way to fulfill all righteousness. It is proper in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Righteousness is one of those good religious words, isn't it? Do you ever use the word righteous in normal conversation? The only time I can think of is when somebody said, when you talk about somebody being very self-righteous, right? But I never say, wow, Diane, you're really righteous today. Even though you may be. it's words like, I mean, it's in the same category as words like sanctification. Nice, good religious word. What does that mean? It actually means how you are made holy. Let's see, what are some of those other words? Justification. Sometimes we talk about being, you know, justifying ourselves, kind of when we're explaining things, but another, typically justification is one of those religious words, and it's kind of how you're made to be found innocent or not guilty. Actually, evangelism or evangelical is one of those words. Now that is a word we hear all the time, about typically in reference to evangelicals, but the word itself means bringing good news. And so righteousness. There's different ways to think about it. Certainly it has the flavor of being right, doing the right thing. But what I'd like to explore today is the sense of relationship that it has. And it's not just about doing the right thing, but it's being in integrity with your relationship. And in particular, when we talk about the righteousness of God and being righteous as a Christian, it's about being integrity, being in right relationship with God. Now, I'm dwelling on this word because we're just beginning, I guess we're a couple of Sundays into this new year, and during this year, we'll be reading a lot from the Gospel of Matthew. And in today's gospel, these are the first words that Jesus says. The very first words out of his mouth are, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Those of you that read books or watch movies or even watch TV, you'll notice that how people are introduced is very critical to helping understand what they're up to in the rest of the story. It's kind of a literary, it's what writers do or what screenwriters do. And so also, Matthew, in the telling of who Jesus is, very intentionally starts off talking about righteousness. Because as we follow Jesus' life and ministry through the Gospel of Matthew, this word will keep showing up. Blessed are those who are righteous. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. It will show up again and again. So it's important to get a good handle on what this word is. Otherwise, it's like, okay, it sounds nice, and we'll try to do that. But as Matthew walks us through the story of Jesus, he actually walks us through numerous sermons or discourses. And so the first one is a kind of a retelling of the Ten Commandments, about what it looks like to really live those with integrity, how to be righteous. It's just about doing the acts, but it's about writing it on your heart and letting it come from there. Then he goes on to talk about what it looks like to be a disciple, a righteous disciple, a righteous church, a righteous people of God. So this word righteous is going to be used a lot this year. And again, what does it mean? Right relationship with God, in integrity with God. Matthew drew very much on the Hebrew scriptures. And so when we talk about being right with God, it's hard not to talk about Moses and the Ten Commandments. At Mount Sinai, God gave the people of God the Ten Commandments and said, this is what it looks like to be in relationship with me. I am making my covenant with you. I am partnering with you. If you will follow these commandments, then you will be my people. You will be my people because as you live them out, you will witness to me and to my kingdom. So also, when Jesus is baptized in the river, it's all about righteousness. It's all about getting clear from the very beginning what it looks like to be in covenant, in partnership with God. In the telling of it, it says that Jesus, when he was coming out of the water, the heavens were opened and the Spirit of God came down like a dove. It's almost like God's hands were reaching down and placing them on Jesus' shoulders and saying, you are mine. The words are, you are my child, my beloved. With you I'm well pleased. It's almost like Jesus reached down. I mean, God reached down and took Jesus' hand and said, you are my partner. You are one with me. As we go through this year and are inquiring about what it means to be righteous people of God, there's an image that as I was thinking about it, my hands kept doing this. Because every Sunday in the Lord's Prayer we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done. You can almost put in there, not my will, but your will be done. And so it seems like when we pray, we're saying, this is my will, God. And what I want is my will to be aligned with your will. There's things I want to do. There's things that I really want to do. And I, in prayer with you, am listening and asking for you to guide me so that what I want and want to do is your will also. At baptism, Jesus reaches down and takes our hand and says, trust me, I am your parent. I want to guide you and love you and give you the best life possible. Go to that next slide there. This is the image that came to mind for me, and I just found one on the internet. Usually when we talk about baptism, it's all about water, and water, I mean, I don't want to diminish that at all. But this idea of God reaching down and taking our hand and saying, trust me. So also when we pray, it's about saying, I am going to do my best to be obedient to your will. Change my heart so that what I want to do is what you want me to do. This is also the image of Jesus praying at Gethsemane, isn't it? When Jesus was confronted with a very, very hard truth, a very, very hard calling task that God had given him. And his prayer was, not my will, but your will be done. This year is an opportunity for us to individually take our will and recommit it once again to be God's will and to pray that that may happen. But also as we begin this year, it's not just about each one of us individually. In a couple of weeks, we'll be having our AGM, our annual general meeting. And there's also an opportunity for us as a congregation to say, God, let our will align with your will so that your name may be praised. And we may be up to what you want us to be up to. And also, as the Alberta Synod and the ELCIC, we pray that our will may be God's will. You may have noticed that we've started changing things a little bit, but we still have a world sitting here on the chancel. We introduced that back in Advent when there was a Sunday where we prayed for the world, and we kept that there, and for a while there we had the Christ light in the middle of it, indicating that Christ came for the whole world. And so it's not Christmas anymore. And so we're about to pull this up when we remember that this week is the week of prayer for Christian unity. That's a fancy word. Week of prayer for Christian unity. And I think on Friday, is it Friday night? Thursday. On Thursday night, we're going to be having a prayer service where we're inviting all of our Christian brothers and sisters to come and pray for us. And it just seemed really appropriate to have this world here and available for that service. And again, the prayer there is, again, not just for ourselves or for this congregation or for our synod, but that all Christians, Lutheran, Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal, the whole Christian church on earth may continue to say, oh God, our loving parent, not our will, but your will be done. This year of Matthew, may we take on exploring what it looks like to be righteous people of God. To be people who are focused and embracing and desiring a right relationship with God, a gift that God has given us. And as we explore how we can align our wills, may we constantly be letting go of that which would take us away and seek to embrace that which is God's will for the sake of the world. Amen.